Today's episode is about a gamer who was murdered by some lowlifes. Ronald Matthews, age 18, was shot to death on July 9th, 2018. This young man's death is newsworthy not just for the citizens of New Orleans, which his family is from. This turned into a nationwide and worldwide story. Tamika Matthews, his mom, said that her son was a big fan of the Celtics guard Kyrie Irving. At a wake last Sunday, the family had their funeral home stage Ronald Matthews in a chair, wearing glasses, video game controller in hand, surrounded by Doritos and his beloved Boston Celtics playing on the television screen. There is not a news report done on this that doesn't contain pictures of what I describe, so intentionally, I left out a link to a news report to not upset my listeners. I actually referenced this story from a report made by Bob Collins' NPR news blog. And again, if you search for his report, you'll see some images that may be upsetting to you. Now, the other reason why I wanted to address this report with you all is there is a problem with video games in the headlines these days. Video game causes addiction, violence, and distress, some headlines read. Gaming disorder is even an actual medical condition. So I'm sure you've seen the articles with parents wanting to or addressing their concerns with their kids spending too much time on video game consoles and on mobile devices, and they're wanting to take it away from them because they believe their kids need to put their free time to better use. It's somewhat understandable for the parents to think that way, but at the same time, parents don't really know that some people, maybe even their own children, use these devices to cope with things like anxiety, depression, or any other difficult life issues. So, I think the understanding is, you know, older folks had their own way of dealing with anxiety or depression, and these millennials deal with it in a new way. So I think the right thing a parent should go about why their children are like so much into video games or so much into the cell phone is not just to instantly, you know, limit their privileges or just take the devices away for them. I think the best thing to do is for parents to talk to their children, have a proper back and forth discussion. So to me, Tamika Matthews seems like the type of parent who was really interested in getting to know her child and understood and didn't prevent her son from enjoying his hobbies. And furthermore, I believe that to be true because of how she went about the way of saying goodbye to her son in such a fashion that reflected her son's life. Now, there's no further updates on the solving of the murder of Ronald Matthews. All the articles I've seen throughout the past week are just based upon his wake, but hopefully there's a further news report and it makes the public know that these lowlifes that killed him have been caught. Okay, so that's it for episode 11 of Play On Gamer. I promise I'll have another episode in the works. You'll see it in the coming days. As always, you can listen to us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play Music. We're also available on voice-activated devices such as Google Home and the HomePod. All you gotta do is say, "Hey Siri," or "Hey Google, play the episode Play On Gamer," and it should play the most recent episode or any episode. If you want to be more specific, say, "Oh, play episode 2," it should be able to play episode 2 or anything like that. Okay, this is Michael. Catch you later.